Good morning, everyone. So good to see you here in this beautiful sanctuary worshiping together. And I pray that God will visit each and every one of you individually and touch your heart and speak to you and to your heart tenderly and let you know how much He loves you and He cares for you. 8 weeks after her husband Sidney had died, his widow Zelda was finally able to talk about what a kind, thoughtful man he had been. She told her friend Ruth, "Sidney thought of everything. Just before he died, he called me to his bedside and handed me 3 envelopes. He said, 'I put all my last wishes in the 3 envelopes. After I'm dead, I want you to open them and follow the instructions. Then I shall be able to rest in peace.'" "So what was in them?" asked Ruth. Zelda went on. "The first contained $5,000 along with a note which said, 'Please use this money to buy a nice casket.' So I did, and I know that Sidney is resting comfortably. The second envelope contained $10,000 with a note saying, 'Please use this for a nice funeral.' So I did, and my Sidney had the most wonderful funeral. The third envelope contained $30,000 with a note saying, 'Please use this to buy a nice stone.'" Zelda held out her hand and pointed to a huge diamond ring. "You like my stone?" "I think Sidney does." Not everyone shares the same perspective on aging and death. Some maintain a positive attitude and are prepared, while others hold negative views and feel depressed about it. The aging process is often seen as unpleasant and even painful. Regardless of people's stances, they cannot avoid experiencing the many changes that accompany aging, including shift in their bodies and health, emotions and psychology, all of which influence their behaviors and relationship. Nowadays, people are highly focused on anti-aging. The associated product, services, and supplements, along with the rapid growth of the global anti-aging market, illustrate the significant interest people have in this field. I was sharing with Marion this morning again. You know, I told you that I now mix coffee, ground coffee, in my shampoo, and I take a shampoo every morning because I've been losing hair. I mean, my hair is white. I can tell the hair is falling everywhere. And it works, believe it or not. So if you want, try that. That may be helpful for you. People may not like aging, but it's the fate of every human. How many of you remember the popular TV series that aired from 1974 to 1983 called Little House on the Prairie? You do? I mean, I watched that too in Korea. I mean, that was translated in Korean, and I could enjoy it very much. Do you recall the cast of the show? Yeah. I'm going to share with you a YouTube clip featuring the cast of the series then and now. So if you would play that.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to our channel. Today, we're taking a trip down memory. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to our channel. Today, we're taking a trip down memory lane with the cast of the beloved series, Little House on the Prairie. Let's see how they've changed over the years. Let's start from the top and work our way down. At number 10, we have Jonathan Gilbert. Back in the series, he was 7 years old when he played the role of Willie Olson. Today, he is 56 years old. Next up, at number 9, we have Allison Arngrim. She was 13 years old when she played the role of Nellie Olson. Today, she is 62 years old. At number 8, we have Kevin Hagen. He was 28 years old when he played the role of Dr. Hiram Baker. Today, he is 77 years old. Coming in at number 7, we have Katherine McGregor. She was 44 years old when she played the role of Harriet Olson. Today, she is 93 years old. At number 6, we have Richard Bull. He was 28 years old when he played the role of Nels Olson. Today, he is 77 years old. Halfway through our list at number 5, we have Lindsay and Sydney Greenbush. They were 6 years old when they played the role of Carrie Ingalls. Today, they are 53 years old. At number 4, we have Melissa Sue Anderson. She was 2 years old when she played the role of Mary Ingalls. Today, she is 61 years old. Coming in at number 3, we have Karen Grassel. She was 33 years old when she played the role of Caroline Ingalls. Today, she is 82 years old. At number 2, we have Michael Landon. He was 5 years old when he played the role of Charles Ingalls. Today, he would have been 54 years old. And finally, at number 1, we have the star of the series, Melissa Gilbert. She was 10 years old when she played the role of Laura Ingalls. She's from the USA. Today, she is 59 years old. And that's our list. It's amazing to see how much our favorite stars have changed over the years. If you enjoyed this video, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe for more great content. Thanks for watching.
You know, I mean, I just love those the series in those times. I mean, not just the Little House on the Prairie, but many of the shows that was based on Christian value. Very heartwarming and absolutely inspirational. We don't find that kind of shows a lot on TV these days. Aging is unavoidable, but we can choose to age gracefully. How can we achieve this? In today's psalm, we can observe David's psychological transformation as he ages. Before we delve into the Word of God, let me briefly mention the authorship of Psalm 71. Unlike many psalms attributed to David, Psalm 71 does not explicitly state that he wrote it. However, its content contains numerous descriptions suggesting that he did. Many commentators believe that David composed it during his old age when his son Absalom revolted against him. Two verses specifically mention David's age. Verse 9, "Do not cast me away when I'm old. Do not forsake me when my strength is gone." Verse 18, "Even when I'm old and gray, do not forsake me, my God." Notably, it is not just these verses. The majority of the psalm reveals David's vulnerability and softness due to aging. He repeatedly says, "Save and deliver me." Verses 11 and 12 state, "David's enemies declare that God has forsaken him. Pursue him and seize him, for no one will rescue him. Do not be far from me, my God. Come quickly, God, to help me." This stands in stark contrast to the image of David in his youth. David was a warrior from a young age and showed no fear. Even as a shepherd boy, he volunteered to fight the giant Goliath and told King Saul that he sees a lion or bear by his hair, struck it and killed it. David subdued all the surrounding countries and expanded Israel's territory. He never lost a single battle in his life. But why does David react so passively and unconvincingly to his enemies? Psalm 3 was also written when David fled from Absalom. There is a big difference in tone in Psalm 3. It says, Lord, how many are my foes? How many rise up against me? Arise, Lord, deliver me, my God. And then he went on and said like this, strike all my enemies on the jaw, break the teeth of the wicked. He sounded much more vivacious in his plea to deal with his enemies in Psalm 3. However, we barely glimpse David's brave heart in Psalm 71, we just read. We understand that David was not just facing another enemy. He had so many throughout his life. Rather, his own son, Absalom, was seeking his life. And David's conscience prevented him from killing his own. Nonetheless, David's subdued reaction in Psalm 71 seems closely tied to another adversary, his age. David's youthful strength had diminished, and he was no longer the mighty warrior he once was. If only he were young again, he could have addressed the problem effortlessly. He used to be a heroic achiever, but he could no longer perform great feats. With age came doubts about his usefulness and worth. Did God abandon David because he was no longer useful? God remained faithful and let David rule for 40 years, marking the golden era of the entire history of Israel. The number 40 signifies God's providence, as evidenced by 40 years in the wilderness, Jesus' 40 days of fasting before he began his ministry, and 40 days Jesus stayed after the resurrection until his ascension. God devised a perfect plan for David, which was not affected by his age at all. God's plan for David was closely linked to David foreshadowing the Messiah, whose throne was to last for eternity. Now, there's an interesting comparison between how long David ruled and where, and then Jesus' lifespan on earth. David became king at 30 years old. After ruling the tribe of Judah for 7 years in Hebron, he relocated the capital to Jerusalem, where he continued to reign for another 33 years. As demonstrated in David's life, Jesus the King came from the tribe of Judah. He began his ministry at 30. That's when David became king, right? Completed the redemption in Jerusalem when he was 33. David died at a good old age, enjoying a life filled with wealth and honor. His last word indicated that God granted him every desire he had. How David felt about aging and what he prayed reflect our feeling about life. We no longer possess the strength we once had, nor can we accomplish great things as we used to. In the back of our mind, we may question whether God still sees us as valuable as we once were. However we may feel about our old age, we do not need to worry, for God is just as faithful to us now as he was to David until the very end. In The Cure for a Troubled Heart, author and pastor Ron Mell writes, I once heard about a dear, saintly old woman who was gradually losing her memory. Details began to blur. Throughout her life, however, this woman had cherished and depended on the Word of God, committing to memory many verses from her one King James Bible. Her favorite verse had always been 2 Timothy 1:12. "For I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." She was finally confined to bed in a nursing home, and her family knew that she would never leave alive. As they visited with her, she would still quote verses of Scripture on occasion, especially 2 Timothy 1:12. But with the passing of time, even parts of this well-loved verse began to slip away. "I know whom I have believed," she would say. "He is able to keep what I have committed to him." Her voice grew weaker, and the verse became even shorter. "What I have committed to him." As she was dying, her voice became so faint, family members had to bend over to listen to the few whispered words on her lips. And at the end, there was only one word of her life verse left. "Him." She whispered it again and again as she stood on the threshold of heaven. "Him, him, him." It was all that was left. It was all that was needed. David faced a greater adversary than Absalom, aging. If we rephrase the psalm to present aging as David's adversary, it would go like this. Aging, David's enemy, whispered to him in his heart, "Your old body speaks against you. God has forsaken you. God is going to cast you away. God is far away from you." Nonetheless, David refuted his enemy, declaring, "I will always have hope. I will praise God more and more." No one can defy aging, but we have the choice to age with God's grace. Mark Twain once said, "Wrinkles should merely indicate where smiles have been." God has helped us smile through many rugged paths in the past. The wrinkles on our faces are proof of God's goodness throughout our lives. God has never failed us yet, and God never will. Isaiah 46:4 says, "Even to your old age and gray hairs, I am he. I am he who will sustain you. I have made you and I will carry you. I will sustain you and I will rescue you." Amen.